procedure was when they built it, you got to remember, these guys, they're in production mode. And they had certain steps that had to come before other steps. And a lot of times when we're trying to rebuild these things, you're trying to take apart something three steps into the original assembly process. And that opens up a can of worms in order to try and disassemble it. Well, take the go by the steps how they assembled it, and you disassemble it in the reverse order. It's actually quite easy, because there's no way the factory is trying to create something that's difficult for them to do, because they need to move these things through quickly.
That's a good point. What kind of aluminum is the C channel made out of? If someone needs to rebuild part of it, is it the same as the exterior? Same as the belly pan? Different thickness?
It depends on the era, actually. The early ones, it was all made out of offcuts of the alkali material. So it was 32 thou thick. And it was just formed. And the rear, front and rear corners back in the mid-50s on back, all the way around the floor on those corners, the C-channel was only, the sections were 3 or 4 inches long. It wasn't a continuous arc. There was just a multiple of those things with, you know, 3 or 4 inches between each one. So there's some areas where there's nothing there. Then, just after that time, sort of in the later 50s, what they did is they the same C channels that were running down the side, which again were just formed out of offcuts, and they put slices on down one side, many slices, kind of like pie cuts, to allow it to bend around that full arc up at the front. And then the next generation after that, they actually did extrusions that they ran through bending tools to allow this thing to bend around well. And that's really the best versions. The alloy that they use there, it's certainly not alclad, because first of all, it's not out in the weather, and it tends to be thicker than the earlier alclad versions. But you know, it's maybe it's probably 50 or 60 thou thick, I would guess.
Hey, you think about it, you think, you know, extruding a piece to get that compound curve is actually more work, but then you got to think, well, you think about the assembly. If you got an assembly guy, he can just grab this part, put it in, and be done. Or he has to grab this part, cut it, massage it into place, get the right extra cuts in there to make the curve exactly the way he needs it. You know, having the one piece already made would be make the assembly much quicker.
It would and does, and that's why they do it that way today. You know, they've got special forming tools with rollers and stuff that's, you know, to create that arc perfectly.
Yeah, interesting.
Basically, what it's doing is it's stretching one side of it and shrinking the other side.
And you do it the same way on all these 50s, 60s, 70s. You always remove everything off the C channel, leave it in place, and pull the shell separately.
Yeah, you get the shell off. Then we remove all the C channels. And then, you know, take the floor off and whatnot and redo the floor. And then you go lay out the C-channels back onto the floor again and start, you know, determine which ones need to be replaced or having, you know, scabbed pieces stuck in there to bridge failure points or whatever. And then you fasten it all on all the way around the trailer. But trying, obviously, to match up rivet holes or any of that kind of stuff. You're drilling new holes through. And if you look at the C-channel, a used C-channel afterwards, you know, you're going to have more holes in it, obviously, where the new bucked rivets are going through. But I don't think that's diminishing at all structurally. And you have a good look at the C-channels, obviously, to see if they're, you know, badly corroded or bent or, you know, somewhere along the line, sometimes they, you know, they...